Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we are here together working on building our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education, consulting, coaching program or platform for real estate investors. Everybody from beginners who have never owned any investment real estate before, all the way up to we have people who join who have 5,000 apartment units already. But the bottom line is both groups want to take their investing to the next level. Today, I'm going to talk a lot about passive investing, and I'm going to do a case study of a generic deal. It's based off of a real deal, but I rounded off all the numbers so it's much easier to understand. In other words, instead of 216 units, it's 200. Instead of 5.3 million, I rounded it off to 5.0 so that the numbers make sense and are easy to understand while listening to the radio show. But there's a couple of points that you want to take action on before you become a passive investor. If you don't understand what a passive investor is, you've got two types of investor. You've got an active and a passive. And the sponsor or syndicator is the active investor. And he may have 20, he may have 50 investors go in the deal with them. Those would all be passive investors. They do nothing. They just put up their money, and the active investor or sponsor mails them a check every quarter. And that's about it. It's passive. Active in real estate could also be someone who has 20 little rent houses. They make $6,000 or $7,000 a month off of them. That's your cash flow. That's the money you put in your pocket at the end of the month. And that's going to take anywhere from 6, maybe even 10 hours a month to run. And if you disappear, take a year off, then that system would fall apart because it's dependent on your activity. So passive investors are people who generally have $100,000+ or more, up to millions, and they just partner with these sponsors. And the nice thing about Total Wealth Academy is we have the most diverse group of sponsors in the United States, I believe, meaning most groups focus on one thing, such as just apartments. Our group, I have competent, trustworthy, experienced investors in hotels, strip shopping centers, commercial buildings, apartment complexes, self-storage, mobile home parks. Again, it's the most diverse platform that you can get involved with, I believe, in the United States. So the first thing we want to do is go over three main things that you have to do and understand. One thing you got to understand, two things you got to do, I guess. So let's head into those three points. I should be able to get those done in the first segment and a half. Then we'll go into the actual case study of this 200-unit apartment complex. The first thing you've got to understand is that your financial education is 100% your responsibility. So point number one, take responsibility for your financial education. Back in 1974, when they changed all the rules, the laws, or whatever, and pensions sort of disappeared. You know, there's still a few around here and there, especially for government workers. But in the other marketplaces, they kind of disappeared. And the IRA and the 401k came up, and we became responsible for our own retirement. They said, look, we're going to take the responsibility of your retirement off of the corporations, saving them trillions, and we're going to make you responsible for your retirement. And by the way, we're not going to put any classes in high school or college to teach you how to do that. So there's the scenario. That's what they did to us, leaving you and I 100% responsible for our own financial education. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
This is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about three things you really want to accomplish. Now, there's a lot more, but these are probably the three main things that you want to accomplish or understand before you become a passive investor. I probably should have given this example, too. At one point, I was in nearly 4,000 apartment units. This was spread across 11 or 12 apartment complexes. But really, if you look at every one I've owned, 15, 20 of them, I didn't even see most of them. Never even saw them. I didn't have a key to the front gate. I didn't know the code to the front gate. I didn't even know where they were. So that's a passive investment. When you get a check every month, every quarter, sometimes it's monthly, usually it's quarterly, and you do nothing, you could disappear for a year and still make the same amount of money as if you were there. That will be important to remember when we hit number three. So finishing up on number one, you have to take 100% responsibility for your financial IQ. You've got to educate yourself. Now, listening to this show helps, but it's not a replacement for taking a one-day course or a two-day course or a week-long boot camp or something like that to really immerse yourself in the financial side of life. And so few people do it. It's unbelievable to me. There's a statistic out there that says that 70% of Americans never read a nonfiction book after high school or college. That just blows me away. You didn't get any classes in high school on building wealth. You didn't get any in college. How do you expect to know? You think you're just going to get it by osmosis? You're just going to figure it out as you go. It doesn't work real well. So, number one, educate yourself. Start attending seminars, workshops, boot camps, listen to CDs, read nonfiction books on building wealth, and start building up that financial IQ. The second thing that you've got to do is change a should into a must. Now, we talked about this in detail Monday and Tuesday about how to do that. But you've got to change the, yeah, I should build a second stream of income, into I must build a second stream of income. Because if you go with the government statistic, 95% of Americans are either dead or dead broke by age 65. No, 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. Only 5% retire well off or wealthy. The good news, we know what the 5% are doing. Almost all of them have a second, third, fourth, fifth stream of income. It really seems to be the only thing that's working for the masses in America today. Because remember, these big time sports people, actors, all these people you see, they're way less than 1%. I mean, they are, it's like 1/10 of 1% of America gets wealthy that way. So don't really even count them there. So that's such a small percentage. But when you look at the rest of the 5% who do retire successfully, they've all got that second stream of income. Now, the interesting thing is, you probably were not told to build a second stream of income when you were young, were you? Probably not. And this goes to the concept of the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. The rich get richer because the rich passed on rich beliefs about money to their kids. While the poor middle class, what do they pass on? What type of beliefs do they pass on? Poor and middle class. See, it's not like the rich are trying to hold down the poor or anything like that. They just don't know. You know, and think about this. Do you have any multimillionaire entrepreneur friends? Probably not. Then if you're not reading, study, how in the world are you ever going to figure this out? Some of you will, but by the time you figure it out, you're 65, 70. You got to change the should to a must. And you've got to understand and believe that you can do it. Let's look at my son. At age 8, I gave him a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon, one of the best financial books ever written. And I told him, you know, the reason I have so much time to spend with you, the reason we have such a high quality lifestyle is because I had a second stream of income. At age 10, I told him, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, constantly. Yeah, that's how it works. You have a job and you have a second stream of income. That's what you do. As a result, by the time he graduated college, he had $4,000 a month in passive income, semi-passive, because he was managing these properties himself. Anyway, about $4,000 a month in cash flow from his 11 rent houses. Now, you say, why? Is it because he's smarter than you? Is it because he works harder than you? Don't get me wrong, he's a hardworking, brilliant kid. But so are you. The only difference between him and you is you were never told. You didn't know. If you had been my kid and I told you from age 8 to have a second stream of income, you know what you would have right now? A second stream of income. You just weren't told. So change I should have a second stream of income to I must have a second stream of income and educate yourself. The third point that you've got to understand, because some of you, because of your financial position, you're going to have to start off building your passive stream of income by building a small active stream of income like my son did. Maybe we'll talk about 20 houses. The first thing you're going to do is go out and buy 20 houses, make yourself $6,000-$7,000 a month, And that will take you about 6 to 10 hours a month. I always say 6 to 7 because that's what it really takes. But some months you have a vacancy, so it takes, you know, a few hours extra. But some months you have nothing, so it only takes 1 hour to do your bookkeeping and deposit checks. So the average is about 6-7 hours. How many of you, for an extra $6,000 to $7,000 a month, would work an extra 6 to 7 hours a month? Pretty much everybody. But that's going to be active. What that means is if you disappear for a year, that system's going to fail. And it's not going to run, and it's not going to make any money. So here's number three. You must understand the difference between owning a business and being self-employed. This is from Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth. The E-Myth. He basically describes that you only own a business if you can disappear for a year and make the same amount of money as if you were there. If you disappear for a year and you make less money, then that's self-employment. Nothing wrong with being self-employed. It's a great first step. But you eventually need income that comes in whether you're there or not. Because unfortunately, you either have to stop working because of age, or you may decide you want to stop working at a younger age or something like that. But you'll never be able to do either of those if you don't build that second stream of income. And it has to be passive. Remember earlier when I described having 11 or 12 apartment complexes and I never saw them, never drove by them, nothing. I could literally disappear for a year. I'd make the same amount of money as if I was home. That's passive income. So with those three things, and those are foundational, you got to educate yourself. You got to be, to do passive investing, you have to be a sophisticated and or accredited investor to do that. Sophisticated, that's where you educate yourself to a level where you're allowed to do it, or you're accredited, which this is an oversimplification of the definition, but you got $1 million in the bank. The problem with a lot of people with $1 million in the bank, they don't know what they're doing. They're just really good savers. They live below their means, they make a lot of money, and they save a lot. That doesn't mean they understand passive investing. So they need to be sophisticated as well. Okay, we got to go to break. We'll start heading into this 200-unit apartment complex when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking today about passive investing. And I want to make sure I get these numbers right because I'm modifying this as I go through to make it easier to understand. In this particular case, this was a complex up off of 290 near 610 North in Houston. And okay, here we go. The purchase price for the 200 units was right around $4 million, so we're going to say $4 million. The question you're going to ask is, wow, that's pretty cheap, $50,000 a door. Is that right? I got to get this right. I'm so sorry. No, it was 20 grand a door. I mean, this, but that was because this place was a disaster. It was literally a disaster. Torn up, low rents, needed new roofs, new asphalt, new fencing. Just imagine a piece of crap, gangster infested, prostitute infested, just a crap hole. That's why we were able to get it at such an incredible price. That, and it was the down market. It was in the 2008, 9, and 10 era. So it, the number that we're going to use, it needed about $1 million in deferred maintenance. I'm going to use $900,000. I'll explain why in just a minute. So $900,000 in deferred maintenance. It was 60%, I'm sorry, it had 60 vacant units, 30% vacant. Everything else in the neighborhood was 7, 8% vacant. This thing was, what is that, four times the vacancy rate as everything else in the neighborhood. It also had rents that were $150 to $200 a month below market. Why would it be so low? Because how do you get people to move into a piece of crap? You lower the rents. It's the only way to get people to move in. So when we look at why it was so cheap as well, it was because of the first, well, let's first define how commercial property is evaluated. This would be for strip shopping centers, commercial buildings, apartment complexes, self-storage, and so on. It is not based off of comparable sales like single family is. This is why you can have two identical apartment complexes side by side. One's worth $20 million, one's worth $11 million, and they're identical. The difference is one of them is well managed, one of them is poorly managed. One of them has high net operating income, one of them has low net operating income, like our subject property. In this particular case, the NOI was only $400,000 a year as it sat with all the problems. To determine the value of this, we've got to do a thing called dividing the net operating income by the cap rate. There's one other thing I've got to discuss too. $4 million was the purchase price. $900,000 was the rehab. There were also closing costs. I forgot to mention that. In this case, right around $100,000. So our total all in is $5 million. That includes, again, the purchase price, the rehab, and the closing costs. So when you are looking at investment property, and you really should do this on your personal residence too, you always want to include the closing costs. People will come up to me and go, yeah, I paid $200 and it was worth $210. Got a pretty good deal. They forget to mention they had $7,000 in closing costs, so they really paid $207. Not as good a deal, is it? But people like to live delusionally and not call it what it is, leave off the closing costs, kind of a little bit crazy. So our purchase price, including the closing costs, is $5 million on this project. The NOI, net operating income, was only $400,000 annually. Now we go to the bank and we say, look, we want to buy this project. We give them all the underwriting. They're going to do their underwriting, due diligence, whatever you want to call it. They figure out that this is a high-risk deal. Why is it high-risk? It needs a major rehab, high vacancy, low rents, gangsters, prostitutes, you name it. They go, man, this is a high-risk deal. if we're going to do this deal with you, if we're going to finance this property for you, we want a high capitalization rate. So they gave us an 8 capitalization rate. Then what they do to determine the value of the property is they divide the NOI, the net operating income, by the cap rate, 0.08, and guess what that comes up to? $5 million. So that means they will give us the loan, of course, with 30% down. So our total out of pocket on this deal was $1.5 million. Where did we get the $1.5 million? Well, a sponsor comes in. They put up the first $100,000. Sometimes they put up more than that. But just for fun, let's say they put up $100,000. Then 14 other members of Total Wealth Academy each put up $100,000. So you now have 15 people in the deal. You could be one of those people if you were a member of Total Wealth Academy. And you could partner in this deal. The 14 people are completely passive. They don't do anything but come to a meeting once a year and get a monthly report to read and cash a check every quarter. That's the amount of work you do. So let's look at the action steps after we close. First, we're going to rehab the entire complex, spend that $900,000, new roofs, new paint, new woodwork, new fences, new asphalt, take those 60 vacant units, make them perfect. Next thing we're going to do is we're going to start leasing, focusing on the vacant units. The third thing we're going to do is start evicting everybody that isn't qualified to be there. All the gangsters, all the prostitutes, anybody that's a problem, they got to go. Then we're going to raise the rents over the next 18 months. You can't raise the rents all at once. It takes time. You're going to raise the rents on all of the other units by either evicting and putting a new tenant in, or slowly but surely raising the rents every time the leases come up. And what's the goal of all this work? Why are we doing all this? We want to raise the net operating income, or NOI. That's our whole goal. Raise the NOI. The reason is, this is what's called the magic formula. For every $1 that you increase the value, for every $1 that you increase the net operating income, you increase the value of the property by $17. So do the math quickly with me. If you raise the net operating income by $100,000, what have you done to the value of the property? You raise the value of the property by $1.7 million. It's insane. So that's all your sponsor is focused on, raising the NOI. He could raise it by starting to charge for parking, putting in garages, putting in another laundromat, putting in self, keyless entries and charging for that. Anything that increases the revenue is going to increase the net operating income. That's going to increase the value of the property. And watch this real quick. Let's say you got a 200 unit that you raise the rent $50. That's $10,000 a month times 12 months times 17. You raise the value by raising the rent by $50 per unit. You raise the value of the property over $2 million. $2 million. See why we love commercial real estate? We control the value of the property with our management skills. Running the property correctly, taking care of our tenants, and just caring about the community in general. So now that we've done all this, rehabbed the entire complex, gotten rid of all the bad tenants, leased all the vacant units, raised the rents on all the existing rent units, we have a new net operating income. Before it was $400,000 a year, now it's $600,000 a year. We go back to the bank and say, look, we've had this thing for 2 years. We've completely rehabbed it. It's 95% occupied now. The rents are all up to the market. What does the bank think? Is this a high-risk deal now or a low-risk deal? It's a low-risk deal. So they give us a lower capitalization rate. In this case, 6%. So what we then do, what the bank does, they then divide the $600,000 net operating income by 0.06, the capitalization rate, new value for the property, $10 million. We took a $5 million property and turned it into a $10 million property in 2 years. Okay, when we come back, I'll show you what your rate of return would have been if you'd have put $100,000 in that deal and what the total impact of that would have been for you and your family. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are about to go into the most exciting part of this analysis, which is what's in it for you. What if you had put up $100,000 into this deal? And of course, if you can only do 50, that's fine. If you can do 200, just do the math. But in 2 years, we took a $5 million project and turned it into a $10 million project. We then refinance it and pull out $4 million cash ola in our pocket. How would that come to you if you had $100,000 in this deal? The way it works is the sponsor can get anywhere from 20 to as much as 50% ownership. But it's pretty standard to be around 25%. So the sponsor, the person who manages the deal, puts the deal together, the person who raised the NOI for you, did all the work, gets 25%. So that's $1 million. 75% goes to the investors, the people who put up the other $1.4 million. Oh, no, he gets his too because he put up $100,000 as well. So all of you that put up $100,000, including the sponsor, get the other 75% or $3 million. Your rate of return, if you had put $100,000 into this deal, would be 200% at the end of 2 years. So about 100% a year if you divide that by two. You turned total impact. You took a $100,000 passive investment. You now still have $100,000 in the deal. You have $200,000 in your wallet that you can go buy more real estate with. You turned $100,000 into $300,000 for you and your family in just 2 years. So if you'd have put in $500,000, you'd have $1.5 million. Is that right? Yeah, three times as much. Wow. That's crazy. And this would be a home run, by the way. This is a home run. This is a rare, I call it rare, but I've seen three or four of them in the last month. Some with as high as 300% rate of return when I described a 200% rate of return on this one. The latest self-storage that we bought, which was in November of last year, sold this month with almost 100% rate of return in less than 9 months, which translates to over 100% annualized. So the home runs occur a lot, but if you just want to do the math, it's, you know, 20% IRR, internal rate of return, is about minimum, and then 400% is the highest I've ever seen, I believe, and then lots of deals do 100, 150, 200% rate of return. So that's your potential by joining a platform like Total Wealth Academy, educating yourself to a point where you're a sophisticated investor, and then getting into deals like this. It's just life-changing compared to letting your money sit stagnant. Really, yeah, I consider it stagnant. The stock market produces 7%. That's the average over the last 75 years. I know what some of you are saying. The last couple of years, it's done more than that. Doesn't matter. If it consistently did more than that, that would matter. But if you go negative 5, negative 4, negative 10, plus 10, negative 10, plus 20, plus 16, when you average those out, guess what? It's still 7%. So you can't argue with the statistics. 7% is your rate of return in the stock market for the last 75 years. We're 20% and plus, which is almost three times as high as the stock market, even at the bottom. So, with all that said, I'm teaching a class tomorrow evening. Oh, actually, it's this evening. I keep forgetting it's already Thursday. Man, these weeks go by. I'm actually teaching a class tonight where I'm going to do case studies like this and explain to you how you can learn about passive investing, semi-passive investing, and I'll even touch on some active investing for those of you who might like to be a sponsor or syndicator and put together your own deal. We'll cover all that tonight, 6:30 to 8:30. If you want to come to that, please go right now to gettotalwealth.com. Gettotalwealth.com. Gettotalwealth. Yeah. Making sure I give out the right address. Gettotalwealth.com and just click on the bright yellow button that says free class, and you can reserve a seat there. We start at 6:30, and we're done and out of there by 8 o'clock, 8:15 at the latest. Depends on how many people have questions. All right. Let's go open the phone lines in case you have any questions about what we've discussed. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, and be aware that you will not be put on an email list or anything like that. It's simply an email to me. I will reply to it and answer your question. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, or give me a call right now at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Ooh, this is an interesting question from Tony. Which should I buy first, my primary home or a rental home? It really depends, Tony, on what you like. If you're happy where you live now, let's assume, I don't know this, but let's assume you're living in an apartment right now, Tony. Are you having fun there? Are you meeting people? Is it enjoyable? Are you comfortable there? If you're buying a primary home thinking it's an investment, that's not accurate. It is not an investment. It's a liability. It takes money out of your pocket every month. Let's be real. Just like the rental, just like your apartment does. So you wouldn't do it from an investment point of view. What you do, Tony, is you say, for my quality of lifestyle, I would prefer living in a house with a yard. I want to have a dog. I want to get married. I want to have kids or whatever. Then buy your home first. But if you're in an apartment and you're loving life, enjoying your time there, there's no reason to buy your primary home first. You could, in that case, go ahead and start buying rental homes. So I hope that makes sense, Tony. It depends, again, on your quality of lifestyle. What do you like? What makes you happy? If buying a home is going to make you happier, that's what you really want, then go ahead. But if you're happy in that apartment, go ahead and buy a rental property. Start your rental portfolio. Buy the house when you need it. Okay, next question is, ooh, Reggie. He's talking about using credit cards for down payments. Bottom line, it does work. You do have to be very careful doing it. If you've got a bunch of credit cards that are 0% for 18 months, it's a cool way to do it just to get started. But you have to be very cautious how often you do that, how far you go into debt, and the deals have to be home runs. You want to still have positive cash flow after you pay your mortgage and after you pay your credit card payment. Still has to be positive cash flow, Reggie, or don't do the deal. Zero down sounds great, but not if it doesn't cash flow. Okay, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
Listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.